time, but then we record it, right? What the fuck is happening?
Hey, it's the boys. We back. PS and BS episode 60, man.
Ooh, 60.
It's time to say goodbye, baby. It's time
to say goodbye.
Man, today we're going to be talking about some PlayStation 4 and some more PlayStation 4.
And then?
And then some BS.
Shout out to who?
Shout out to Sony. Shout out to the listeners. Uh-huh. Shout out to the viewers.
Uh-huh.
Shout out to all the people that love us.
Uh-huh.
Follow us at PS and BS POD, man.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
But hey.
Just like that.
I don't even know where to start today, man.
It's been a long time coming.
It's been a long, man, it's been a journey.
Let's go back. Way back.
But before we
back get in a time.
Before we take that trip down memory lane.
Yeah.
Yo, Biggs. What's good, man?
Yo.
You look like a substitute teacher.
Yeah.
Where is that shit coming in for a lecture?
Hey, Aaron, are you here? D-Nice.
D-Nice. Yo.
Say present when I call on you.
Yo.
Let me put the Magic School Bus tape in. Substitute teachers don't teach shit. They just throw a tape in and sit there.
A PowerPoint. It's a PowerPoint.
Yeah. Yeah.
Your teacher left the test. There you go. Hey, y'all. It's your boy Biggs. Most lovable in the crew.
Uh-huh.
You already know when you hear this voice getting put in the device. Dummy, here's the rest of the boy. Voice like, all right, I'm so PS, PS, let's get it. Oh, PS4. PS4, I love you. All right. Anyway.
I'll never stop loving you.
This week, I got into, course, chipping away still slowly on Trails of Cold Steel 4. I have not been in a situation. In 2 weeks, I have not been in the position. You almost knocked all the bitches down.
I almost
like
ended this shit at 2 minutes in.
I thought it was going to be me and my stomach kicking that shit over.
It's just been real. It's been really difficult to, like, I haven't been in a setting where I can lock into a game for, like, the past 2 weeks or so.
Yeah.
So I haven't really been motivated to sit down into a narrative-driven game and lock in because the room is still under construction. But,
Speaking of that, less than a week. What's the percentage at?
The percentage 50. Is at, I would say, 85. Ooh, all there is left is
got some work.
I gotta just put together my new dresser and put all furniture in. Floor is done, painting is done, shit is replaced, remodeled. We're gonna put the borders in later on today after we do what we gotta do, and then put my dresser together and start moving furniture in. And then it's good before Thursday. It's 100%.
I can't believe this man said I'm getting a PS5. Let me remodel the house.
Yes, sir.
It's crazy.
Because I was looking at my room.
New system, new me.
I mean, I'm not gonna lie. I still don't know
where to
have to unplug everything.
I should go and sit on top of the ceiling fan at this point.
Shit. Because I was looking at my room and I was like, disgusting. You are not worthy.
Biggs looked at the size of the PS5 and thought, man, I'm going to have to move my sister out of here, man. Yeah. Somebody got to dip,
bro. This is
somebody
so
got
big.
To go.
Wow. We need another kitchen table.
Right.
Yeah. And other than the room and Trails, man. I've been on watching JoJo's Bizarre Adventure.
Okay,
Shout out to season, what is it, part three, season two, some shit like that. Yeah, it's a lot. But yeah.
All right. That's it?
That's it.
Yo, Lex, what's good?
What's up, everybody?
Mm-hmm.
The Elite Geek here, mm-hmm. RTX Lex, the Game Whisperer.
The Truth Teller.
Ooh. The Truth Teller, whispering into the next generation.
Oh shit.
So, what have I been doing? Watch Dogs Legion on PC.
Mm-hmm.
Very fun game. Let me say really quick. Like, you can play as anybody. Like, we already talked about that.
Yeah, last week.
But there is,
check it out.
There is, like, each map, when you unlock and free the districts, you
Hold
get.
On. So there's areas in the maps that's locked down? That you
no, they're not
unlock?
Locked, but, like, when you clean them out.
Oh.
Like, you know how you're cleaning out the bad guys and then everybody's free.
Far
and
Cry
happy.
Shit.
Division
exactly.
Shit. Division.
Exactly.
Division. Yeah, division.
Right. So, yeah. So when you clear an area of all the certain objectives, there's like four or five objectives per area, you know, whatever the objectives are. And you get a special character pertaining to that section.
Okay.
Mm.
So I'm just focusing on that. So the first one I unlocked was a hacker, just a straight up hacker. This girl, and they're random. I happened to get this girl. She was awesome. Her character is awesome. It's hilarious. She's like this Instagram, TikTok chick.
Oh, okay.
She's hilarious. Yeah, she's always like buying clothes. she has a, because each character has like stuff they do in the background.
Right, right.
So you're collecting this money, and all of a sudden it says such and such character just spent $1,000 on a coat.
Hold on, hold on, and it comes out of your account?
Yes, it comes out of the.
She's dead.
Yes. Wow. No, it's crazy.
I'm firing her.
Some of them, like, it's crazy. There's so much into this game I can't get into yet.
That's dope.
Yeah. So then I unlocked my boy, the assassin.
Oh shit!
Right. That boy, you know the preview that shows all the John Wick stuff?
Yeah, yeah.
I unlocked that guy.
Oh.
It's called Gunkata.
Gunkata.
Gunkata. That's like the style.
I'm focusing. I'm about to start 100 studying Gunkata. Yeah,
so homie, get?
Homie has like different types of executions. Yo, I think it's so raw. But it's cool because every time you roll, you reload.
Oh, what the
So fuck? You don't have to fucking, you just roll, you just da-da-da-da-da-da.
And you're already reloaded.
Yes.
Gunkata, baby. Woo. Getting that tattoo so on my back.
I unlocked a beekeeper. Not sure what the hell I'm going to do with that guy. I guess he has nano bees that sting people.
Okay.
I unlocked.
And he literally walked around with a
crowd, crowd control. Yeah. Y'all got pancakes?
Yeah.
Wow. We need syrup.
Wow.
Beekeeper. Yeah, like I thought he walked around with a honey stick. Something like that.
I unlocked the drone guy. That guy is so awesome. He's just he just looks awesome. Like
this is Pokemon random. People. Pokemon.
Yeah, basically, basically. So I don't care about the randos. Like I'm just unlocking these. Then I'm gonna unlock an anarchist. Then there's a driver.
Okay.
Oh, it's so cool.
What?
So I thought that was really cool. I'm having fun with that. I haven't even touched the story.
I hope they continue to support the game where they like implement more goofy, wacky
more people,
shit.
No, yeah, and
like
thing,
serial killers.
No,
and
these
shit.
These characters. Oh, I unlocked the spy. It's like an old, like, you know the movie Red?
Yeah.
Imagine the girl, Helen Mirren. Okay. Like an old retired spy lady. Yo, she's so awesome. She has the silencer. She has a car that has missiles and can
like
camouflage.
Like some Austin power.
Yeah, the car camouflage.
007,
cloaks.
Austin.
So if they're chasing you, you cloak and they can't see you. Yo, it's so good.
What the hell?
I'm telling you.
See, this is going to be a sleeper, man. This is
I'm
a
telling
sleeper
you,
hit, man.
The characters are great. They're great. You grow very attached to them, so don't worry about because they each have their. It's not. They're not like normal, cookie cutter.
Reskinned.
Yeah,
shit.
Yeah, yeah. Everybody
Ain't
has just
shit.
A different. Like my assassin guy's like, okay, bruv.
All
right, mate.
All right, mate.
All right, mate. That's no problem. Don't get your knickers in a chap. Like all these freaking, like all this. That guy's
one liners and shit.
Yeah, that guy's awesome. So, anyways, I've been playing a lot of that. I've been watching a lot of console reviews.
Okay. Yeah.
Because
I wanna know like what each system does, what the other one doesn't, like how everything is, because we don't have it yet.
Right.
And last but not least, I've been going through my Aliens kick again because I couldn't finish during Halloween because I was super busy.
Right.
I just finished rewatching Alien and Aliens. Mm-hmm. So I like to stop usually because I don't like any of the other ones.
You know, like what's that?
Except the one with Winona Ryder, Resurrection.
Resurrection.
That one was fun.
That's the fourth one.
Yeah, the fourth one. That one was
Alien versus
fun.
Predator. You don't like Alien?
No, no, no.
Like what?
I mean, no, that's not part of the.
I know it's not part of the trilogy.
The Ripley, story. I'm talking about the Ripley story.
Okay. Gotcha.
Dark Horse shit. Yeah. So yeah, Resurrection was fun. Ron Perlman, Winona Ryder. You know, it was funny. Whatever. That's it.
Cool.
Okay.
The Resident.
Good. Resident fanboy, Steel 1682 in the building.
Mm-hmm.
RGB, we here. Yeah.
That's when people turned off the podcast because they didn't know what the hell they what just happened.
Remember, there's just audio people.
We just stimulated them.
Whoa. You did.
They're driving to work right now.
They don't want to hear.
Back at it. Steel 1682, resident fanboy in the building. You know, hitting the sticks. Mr. Freestyle, Maestro, myself, here.
What else?
With the PS4s.
Big Tipper. Mr. Big Tipper.
PS4. Oh, apparently, Bobby Blowing Budgets. That's my new name.
Yeah, man. Blowing Budgets, man.
Yeah. Got, you know.
Look what he blew budgets on.
PS4s.
Pros.
Beautiful PS4s here. Beautiful. Yeah.
Damn,
it's going to be a
like we're at a funeral or something. I keep looking down.
Oh,
like,
I don't
want
to say funeral.
Yeah, it's not a funeral.
I'm holding the ugly PS4.
There ain't Xboxes on this table. There's no funeral. Okay.
This is more like a.
It's a send off.
It's a celebration of
celebration.
Life.
Yeah.
You know how they try to make
it's
a
like
funeral
when you,
sound?
It's like when the kids go off to college.
Okay, true.
Yeah.
This shit going to go off to.
Don't have too much sex.
This shit's going to go off to a GameStop shelf.
So
that's what the shit going on.
What have I been doing this last week?
Yeah.
Let's see. Gaming wise, it's been 2K, Call of Duty, and Final Fantasy 14.
Cool.
Yeah, I've seen that.
That's a good lineup. Same as it's been. You know, I'm pushing forward in Final Fantasy. Among Us Friday night, we had an amazing, amazing, amazing
turnout.
It started off not bad, but like, you know, we had eight people, eight.
I fucking knocked out.
And then all of a sudden.
Yeah, I saw that text.
All of a sudden, my that guy, that's my aunt's, that's my wife's cousin.
Yeah. Okay.
And we hung out a long time ago. Shout out to Tony. When I went to Wisconsin, got to meet him.
Ooh, Milwaukee.
Well, that's up north. They're further, Kenosha. They're closer to Chicago. Yeah, it was nuts, man. They came in and hung out, and apparently he's a Twitch streamer as well.
Oh, shit.
Because
oh,
I stayed on afterwards. Cool.
I think you mentioned that before back in the day.
Well, no, I just found out he's a Twitch streamer. He met someone else in that game that he plays, Escape from Tarkov.
Oh, never heard of it.
Yeah, I know that game.
It's
a game, right?
It's like an extreme first-person shooter.
Yeah, yeah, I know that game.
Okay. It's like
it's been a while.
It's been out for a while. I don't want to say Battle Royale because there's no gas. They're not against. You go into this world, right, and you scavenge shit. And there's other people scavenging. Okay. And you try to find stuff. And you get gear and weapons and attachments. And you build yourself up. And then you have to extract yourself from that area. So you keep everything. If you die, you lose everything.
Right, right.
Even the shit you went in with.
This is like a looter's dream. You just go in there, loot, and
but
dip.
It's real because it's like.
Isn't that a new game?
In Call of Duty, it seems older. In Call of Duty, you get shot. What happened? Oh, you just run around corner, wait a few seconds, or you hit a stim.
Yeah.
You're back at it.
Yeah.
In this game, you get shot, you got to fucking put a tourniquet on. You got to hold yourself up. You can break your feet. You can break your ankles. You got to do surgery in the field and shit like that. Yo, this is, if you want to play, there's no HUD. There's no map. You're literally in this world just searching and looking for shit, finding stuff, trying not to get killed, kill people. There's people just doing their own thing. There's bad guys out there. I really haven't figured out the whole game. There's a lot to it.
But you got to play it, though.
No, I watched him while he was streaming. Oh, okay. There's raids. So basically, you're building yourself up for these raids.
Oh, okay.
But if you die at any point, no matter what you're doing.
It's a wrap-o.
If you get raided, everything that gets taken, you've lost forever.
This already.
It's gone. You don't have it anymore. You could have the best gun in the world that you've looked so hard for. If you die first game and someone takes it, you didn't have it.
You didn't have it.
I wasn't planning on getting it, but we were talking about it and bullshitting, you know, talking about old stuff. And he was asking a question how I'm doing, how he's doing. Because he has family, you know. Yeah. And then he mentioned a game. I'm like, no, I never heard of it. And he described it a little bit. And I'm like, yeah, you know, I'm always kind of looking for games to play here or there that are different. I'm like, I may look into it and give it a check. And then all of a sudden, he hypes in there, check your Streamlabs notifications.
Mm.
My mind instantly goes to the last time I was having trouble streaming Final Fantasy. It's lagging. It's dropping frame rates.
Oh.
What the fuck? I'm like, I just called AT&T. They supposedly fix this shit. Mm-hmm. I went out and bought Cat 8 cables. Like, I shouldn't be having this issue.
Right.
You know, I just checked the other day. My damn PC is pulling in 700 megs of download right now. I should not be having this fucking issue. So I click, I'm like, no, the bars are fine. It's not showing anything. And then he hits the chat. He's like, Steals? And I'm like, what?
He started a donut.
I'm looking at the phone because I have my phone. I'm like, what? What is What are you talking to? The reason why I was so frantic, I had my one monitor on the Among Us game. I was playing on that. My second monitor had YouTube, Twitch, Streamlabs, and Discord. All on that one monitor.
Yeah, he's wild.
And I had my phone like this in my keyboard, so I was reading the Twitch comments here.
Yeah.
I had the Discord because you got to mute yourself and then got to control people coming in and out. Then I had the freaking YouTube page in front of the Streamlabs page so I can read the YouTube comments because I was multi-streaming.
Right.
Fucking difficult. Like, I had shit everywhere. So he's all like, check this, check that. You're like, what's going on? Check this. And he's like, hey, did you see what's going on? I'm like, see what? I'm like, I don't see anything.
Right.
And then I moved the whole page. And you've looked in what Streamlabs look like, right?
Yeah, I know.
So you know how you have the page that shows you what is on the screen? And there's like this clear, empty area and then all your shit?
Yeah.
In there, all of a sudden, it said, T. Schwell, which that's his name.
Yeah.
Donated $45.
So he started a dono war.
Yeah.
And I was like, but it said I donated $45. He says, now you have to play with me.
Boom. Cool.
Wow.
We got the email. That's how I found out so quick.
Yeah, because then all of then eventually I got the email, and the email popped up. And I was like, wait, what?
That's
and then, people started asking, wait, you can donate? I want to donate. Yeah, where's the donation? What,
saw the email, I said, who the fuck set up donations?
Right.
How did they do it?
I think what happened is because that day I paid for one month
for Prime
of Streamlabs Prime.
Right. Yeah, I saw that.
And that's how my friend found it, was Streamlabs /YouTube/donate or some shit like that. So I put the link that he sent into the YouTubes, and it was already in Twitch.
What the hell?
And then we got two more donations.
Yeah, that's lit.
And it went straight to the PayPal.
Hey, shout out to y'all who donated, man.
Shout out to Nelik. $5. And then
Nelik donated enough, man.
He donated time, equipment.
Don't worry.
Tony's buddy, the other guy that came in with him, that played the Verdance, something with a V.
Yes. Yeah.
He's a bigger Twitch streamer I'm taking.
And he's showing, Tony, love.
Tony met him through that game, and then they hung out, and like he set his shit up. And he's like, yo, I'll help you out any way you want, whatever. The macro people. And he donated $5 also.
That's what's up.
So I was like, well, I guess now I got to buy this game.
Because he donated the money. Streaming community, for me to play, man. They loving us.
Yep. You know, because he wants to see it. And then my cousin's like, you're going to play that game? I will watch it every time.
That's lit.
You know, so you apparently this is something big. And when I was watching him, there was people in his stream that was also playing it. Watching him play it.
That's crazy.
Talking about it. So apparently this game is legit.
Legit.
It kind of looks like Battlefield-ish.
Mm-hmm.
From what I was getting, but I don't know. I'd give it a shot. It looks cool. You know?
Just the risk and reward about that game had me intrigued, but I think it is on the PC game, of course.
Other than that, yesterday was me and my wife's anniversary.
Hey.
I said to hit a button for
you. There you go.
Yeah.
How many years?
11 years married.
Nice.
18 years together.
There you go.
Long time.
Yeah. God damn.
So we went and got ourselves some new phones.
Oh, y'all blessed each other.
Already hit it up with the sticker.
Nice. Hey. Yeah, I saw that. Very nice.
Got
very
some nice. Galaxy S. No, not Galaxy. Note 20s.
Yeah.
We were going to get the Galaxies, but
they finessed
just the price. Just the price. They want too much money down, man.
Congrats.
It's ridiculous. They want, like, between both of us, like $900 down.
Yeah,
for either a Galaxy or the Ultra Note. This one was free. No money down. Just pay taxes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Still probably the second best phone behind the Note Ultra.
Cool.
So.
And how you liking it so far?
So far, it's good. I just got to get used to it. You know, everything's different. You know, switching different commands back and forth, like going to home. And
right.
Still haven't figured out how to do fucking screenshots or whatever they're called.
I'll show you after, man.
Yeah, because the last one was the power off button and then like the mute
the
volume, but it's not doing, I don't know. We'll figure it out later.
We'll figure it out later.
Then we went to Kobe's last night.
Oh, shit.
Kobe's Steakhouse. She's been wanting to go, so we went. It was actually pretty cool because the way they did it, I was nervous because I'm like, usually you sit with 10 other people, like right next to each other. Yeah. And
what's going on?
Yeah, what's going on?
Nothing.
Nothing, bro.
It's like you're looking at his lap or so. Like.
No, we're just looking. That's it.
Oh, are they admiring what true technology looks like?
Yeah, man.
Just remember, this podcast and everything with it is powered by Apple. Anyways.
Yeah, and they barely get transferred every week.
And they have problems every week.
They have problems every week.
Every view, everything.
Yeah.
Every view?
Every week.
The cool thing is, though, you could have everything from 11 to a 1 because it's all the same shit.
Whoa.
Yeah. No having ass, charging ass. No, let me stop. Anyway.
Yeah, no headphones.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
So we went to Kobe's, and at first I didn't want to go because I'm like, there's mad people at the table, you know, COVID, you know, how are they gonna do that? My wife's like, no, I called, I talked to them. They created window partitions that
can
move around.
Oh, that's dope.
So, like, let's say me and you are in a group, right? You'll have this seat, I'll be sitting here. Let's say he's another party, they'll slide in this freaking partition right here, this huge plexiglass thing. So he'll still be sitting there.
Do they still get to squirt the sock?
Squirt what?
Okay, never mind. Keep moving. Oh, another place.
What the?
What the fuck was that?
I said Kobe's. No, not.
I'll drink to that.
Wow.
I got it wrong. Got the locations fucked up. Go ahead, man. Sorry.
So it's cool because you see them moving around, and that's how it is. So, like, me and my wife had, like, the end table, and then there was two other people on the other end table, and then they had two partitions, and then a family four right in between.
Okay.
So we had 10 people at the table.
All cubed up.
Yeah. We had our little corner, and we actually felt safe, you know? And it was a good time. You know, they sang... Happy anniversary with the gong and all that shit. And
With the gong.
It was a good time. Then we went home and watched Mandalorian.
Mandalorian Plus. You seen the picture I sent?
Yeah, we saw that. So that's it?
That's it, man. It was an easy, simple night. Nothing crazy. Oh, Disney Springs. Fuck Disney Springs.
All right, we'll talk about that later. Seems like.
That's a rant building up.
It's not a sprocket, but it's going to be a rant.
Save for the live. No, I'm kidding.
Save for the live.
All right, so it's the almighty, man. I'm here. Man, this week kept it a little light, man. You know, it's the wind down for the PS4, man. So I've been, you know, I've been on the Legends for gaming-wise, been on Legends. Did a little Call of Duty plunder here and there. Okay. And Mandalorian. Among Us. Oh, yeah, Among Us, too,
Among
on Friday.
Friday night, you were there with us.
Yeah, so I caught up on Mandalorian. Lit. And then, of course, I watched, I talked to you guys early before about The Haunting of Hill House. If y'all haven't seen it, you like Conjuring, go ahead and watch this, man.
Wow.
And is that's it the one, haunting?
The Haunting of Hill House.
Hill House or Bly?
That's the original.
Bly is the new one that just came out.
Hill House is the original.
Hill House is the first one. Then they made that one. So we're watching this one first.
Right.
And I don't know if they're even tied together, but my friend that told me to watch them said, hey, go ahead and watch the Hill House first and then watch the next one.
I forgot the most important thing I did yesterday.
Oh, what's that?
I was house hunting for 8 hours.
Jesus.
Ooh.
I've decided we're going to customize our house. We're going to build it.
Nice.
His forever house.
There you go.
His forever house.
We're going to build it.
Make sure our studio is 20 by 20 at least.
Dude, I'll show you some video.
We'll talk.
I'll show you some video. That's in the works.
All right. So, I mean, I know this is a different episode. You know, it's all dedicated to the PS4 before we get into the next gen.
Yeah.
So I just want to make, are we doing a game of the week?
No, man.
So no game of the week.
Real quick, before we get into that, I want to say something.
Releases.
Yeah.
When you left the stream,
yeah,
some crazy shit happened on Among Us.
What happened?
Tell me how I picked both imposters out, had valid
information,
and the whole group turned and voted me out.
They floated his shit.
Whoa. Bro,
he knows too much. He's a witch. Got him out of here.
Right? And I went, okay, so I ran to the left, blah, blah, blah. I saw a dead body. But before I can hit whatever someone else reported, I said, I saw a dark skinned, either brown or black, wearing a hat in the area. That's all I saw.
Yeah.
The person that was dead was brown with a hat.
Oh.
So the only other person was black with a hat.
Yeah.
They didn't believe me. They voted someone else off. Next thing comes, right? Charlene, pink, it was standing by trash chutes.
Yeah.
Nothing came out the trash chutes. So I'm like, all right, I can keep my eye on her. I saw her run down and right towards weapons.
Yeah.
Boom. I did that one task and ran down to admin. Someone called for dead body. She goes, oh, I was an upper engine. And I'm like, there's no fucking way you made it. To upper engine.
So did they win?
To upper engine. Hold on. There's no way you made it. When I saw you come down towards weapons, through nav, all the way down, probably through store, there's no way you made it that quick. And she's all like, oh, no, I did this and that. So the only way you would have made it is if you would have used the grates, the vents.
The vents.
Yeah. Everyone's like, oh, I don't know. He sounds like he's blaming people. Let's vote him off. And they voted me off.
Wow. Did they win?
And I was right. And they won.
Wow. Hey, it is what it is.
And man, I was right. He even said, he's like, yo, I really thought y'all had me, because he was exactly right on both ends.
Wow.
I'm like, y'all motherfuckers.
All right. Hey, if y'all want, go ahead and watch that stream. It's on YouTube. It's on Twitch. It's all that. So go ahead and play that back, man. Let's get into it, man. I know we said it before, man. Y'all holding on to the, but we here, man. Let's get into some PS4 memories.
PS4.
All right, Lex.
I'm not doing BLST.
Why not?
I'm not.
So let's just flip a coin. I'm not going first.
I'll go first.
I was about to say I'll go. I don't care.
I'll go first.
Well, we each. How are we gonna do this?
Well, that's my question.
Let's do our three worst first.
Yeah, y'all want to do? I was gonna say, Lexa, you should draw this since you came up with the whole docket. So.
But how do you want to do? You want to do it three worst, three best? Yeah, we should do it like that.
That's how I thought.
Yeah. Instead of just all right. So we came up with our PlayStation 4 memories.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be the top three PS4 games of all time, then the top three worst PS4 games of all time, and our one favorite E3 moment and one worst E3 moment, or a moment that we didn't like. Okay. And then we get a final word on current gen and what it meant to us.
Okay.
So we'll start with the worst. Top three worst game PS4 games of all time, in my opinion.
These are all our own opinions, guys.
Yeah, yeah. These are not facts.
This is not factual, right? Yeah. So don't kill us in the comments. I love that game.
I don't know if
Trust
I should go.
Me, I'm going to have a couple of those.
In no particular order, but number one is Colonial Marines.
Okay.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, you've heard me say that before. Colonial Marines, check out the episode. The worst use of the Alien franchise that I can remember.
Wow.
And there were a lot of Alien games out there. With
what about a Terminator game? People forgot about that one. Go ahead.
No. Never played it.
Oh, yeah.
The first person shooter?
That shit came out like this year, right? Or last year?
Never played it. Never played it.
It's that bad.
It got buried. It got buried. It got buried.
That shit was born and died at the same
time. Is that on your list?
No.
Gearbox was responsible for this game. And you already know the story, briefly. They took assets. They took the people that were working on Borderlands 3.
I thought you said they took assets. I said, wait a minute, what?
Yeah, they took. Well, the devs are also considered assets people, you know, resources.
Assets.
Resources.
Oh, okay. I thought you said acid.
No, resources.
I'm on somewhere else.
To make Borderlands 2, I believe it was. Uh-huh. I think it was Borderlands 2. That's how long ago it was. Yeah, Colonial Marines, total garbage. Total garbage. I'm a big Alien fan. Luckily, Alien Isolation fixed the world and righted the path. All
righted
right.
The wrongs.
I need to try that game still.
That's one. Mm-hmm. Two, I would say I've been trying to refund this game since probably minute five. Agents of Mayhem.
Oh, I remember that.
That was audio only days. You were talking about Agents of Mayhem. I actually liked it.
They've been
trying to sell that game on $2.
They tried to
PlayStation sale.
Yeah, they tried. They're giving that game out with money. They're like, we'll give you this game and $20.
Just play it.
Please play this game.
Just download it.
Nobody asked for it. Yo, we wanted another Saint Rose.
Saints Row world, and it was just awful.
They saw Overwatch. They tried it.
The characters were
very cheesy.
Cheesy as hell.
Yeah, very
the
cheesy.
The villain was horrendous. The events, the world was just so bad. They put a lot of advertisement towards this game because, you know, it was supposed to be a big deal. Oh, yeah, it's connected to Saints Row, and it's got the leaf, and it's got the colors, and the world is in the future, and all this, and it was just
no
awful.
Customizations.
It was awful. It performed badly. It looked decent, but it performed really bad.
And shit.
It was just bad. last but not least, for this one, let me see if I have it here. This was at a time when I think it might have been Activision, correct me if I'm wrong in the comments, but somebody was beholden to put out Spider-Man games every year.
What?
Remember that time? This gen, not so long, we try to forget it because there's been a great Spider-Man game that has come out.
Yeah.
So you're talking about, can I guess or do you want to say?
Go ahead, you can guess.
Amazing Spider-Man 2.
Yes.
There we go.
Oh,
that is perhaps
shit.
One of the worst uses of the Spider-Man front. Look at Peter Parker.
That shit is bad.
That's a PS4 game?
Yes.
Dude, that looked like True Crime, LA.
Wow.
This is awful. This is awful. The graphics were horrible. The QTEs were worse. Just look at that guy.
Oh my God, that's supposed to be Peter Parker.
That's supposed to be Peter Parker. That's a PS4 game.
That's a sick game.
His arms beefy as fuck.
Yeah. Okay, they were under contract at gunpoint.
Gunpoint. Hey,
we need another Spider-Man game now.
And I know Gun Kaida.
Yeah, but we don't. We need time. We need
We need it
now.
We need time. We need no.
That game
was. We were working on this Android game. Put it on the four.
Put it on the four.
Wow. But the resolution doesn't matter. Peter looks like he ate Peter Parker. Who cares? Do it.
Port it. They
it'll
ported
sell.
It.
They ported it.
From Android to PS4.
Yeah, it'll sell. It has Amazing Spider-Man. We got Garfield in there. Come on, throw it in there.
Yeah.
They didn't even use the likeness.
They put Garfield in there?
No. Does that look like Garfield?
No.
Like Andrew Garfield?
It looked like the cat Garfield.
Oh,
no,
that's what I'm thinking.
It looked like
the
fat
ass
cat. Yeah, it looked like the fat ass cat.
Does Spider-Man have a pet now?
Oh,
well,
man.
Apparently in Miles Morales,
this was the prototype, Garfield.
Man. Horrible game.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. I can, and these games should not have been able to play on the PS4. PS4 should have spat these games out. No, fuck that.
If you haven't played it, don't. Man. I have.
Don't.
I've done it you.
Play it for, yeah, I've done it for you. Play it to laugh, but don't let that be the last memory of Spider-Man.
Stream it. Man. Stream it for laugh and clout.
Just look it up on YouTube and laugh.
All right, I got three, man. All right. Y'all should know about all three of these because I talk about them all the time.
The real 2K game.
Yep, that's number one.
There we go.
That's number one. WWE 2K20, man. Uh-huh. It was about 30 episodes of me. I can't wait for it. I can't wait for it.
Can I get the next one?
Then I came in sad as hell. Sad as hell. All right, what's the next one?
Tony Hawk's.
Tony Hawk Pro Skater 5. Yes.
Whoa.
He's done this. Damn. Now, Tony Hawk Pro Skater 5, I want to say, came out in like year one or year two or year three of the, like, it was in the beginning of the PS4 gen, and I was like, oh, another Tony Hawk, mm-hmm. and it's multiplayer online. Oh my God. Mm-hmm. That game was trash. Servers, trash. Yep. Physics, trash. Graphics, trash. It was like Borderlands. Now, Borderlands is a different art style. I don't think that art style needs to be used for a Tony Hawk game.
You're not used to it.
Huh?
That's been Borderlands from the beginning.
You know, right. Tony and Hawk, I like that. Like, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but when you're used to this and all of a sudden they go to something like that.
Yeah, I'm like, no. Who co-signed this? And who co-signed this? I'm like, no. But, you know, we got our Tony Hawk Pro Skater 1 and 2 remake. So, you know, at the end of the gen. But mm-hmm. I'm happy. I'm happy with that. But, yeah. And then my third one, I know this guy's not going to be happy that it's on my list. But Anthem.
I mean,
they sent me
current state.
Yeah. It is current state. When they showed the preview for the game at E3, I damn near flipped multiple tables.
Yep. They even went as far.
This is Destiny. I was in arguments.
Yeah, the Destiny killer. Yep.
I was in arguments with people because like Destiny fans. Anthem's gonna kill them. Look at the graph. Look at the storm.
Yep.
Look at it. Then the beta came out. Oops. I was like, no, no,
this isn't it.
Once I saw those loading screens and them trying to reskin the same area, I said, nah, y'all ain't gonna get me. Y'all not gonna get me. And then the hub area took me 30 minutes to get from one side to the other side.
Yeah, it was like, you need to go to the 20 to frames the merchant per over there. And it was like, to me, what got me was the loading screen going into an area. It was like, oh, let's fly here. All right, we're for the door open.
Loading screen.
Wait a minute. Is it not 2019, 2018, whenever that game came out? Wow.
Right. Yeah. So that just like broke my heart. But I mean, I don't know if you saw the article. They did say,
keeping away from. I'm just having faith. 2.0, baby.
Yeah, they did come out with an article like a couple weeks ago. We haven't even mentioned it on the podcast. I don't know if you read it yet, but they did say, chains are coming. You know, they're still working. The 30 people that's working on it still working on it.
Yeah, for the past few months, the project lead put out a letter. He put out an email.
But, yeah, go back to WWE 2K20. I'm happy that I did get my refund. I know they always put out, it's on sale, and I have been tempted to, maybe they got it fixed, but then I go into the Reddits, and they say, that shit ain't fixed, fam. What? Just let it go. Let it go. So.
Let it go.
Damn.
2K2022, maybe, I guess? I don't know, 21? I don't
22.
Know. 22 will be the next one, yeah, because they skipped this year. You're right. So, that's all my hosts, man. But, yeah, those are my top three worst games on PS4 that I can, come up with, but you guys are naming some good ones so far. So, but it's funny that he knew them. He just knew them. He's like, yeah, Travis is still burned. He's still jaded.
No, I'll go. I had to mainly like do it in my head. I don't have my device to look through a list.
12.
No.
I'm just in the library on PlayStation Store.
That's what I did too.
That's it.
That's what I'm saying. I don't have my phone to do that. Just
oh, well.
Top three worst. I definitely have an idea though. Anthem was going to be one of them.
I mean, they it still can be.
Yeah, that's fine.
I'll say it then first. Anthem. It completely punched me in the fucking face. I thought this was going to be the go-to game to play with me and my ninjas.
Mm-hmm.
And it just wasn't that. I had guys buy it, and we're playing it, and we're like, that's it. Let's play Warframe. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I don't know. It was just so.
The farm mechanic was cool. I think they should make an Iron Man game out of it.
I liked flying. No, I did like flying. I did like flying. Those loading screens was crazy. The rendering on the fucking world.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
You're in the open world, and you know that you're crossing a barrier when it, like, you cross an area and it, like, stops for a second.
It stutters,
yeah. Yeah, and it loads up the rest of it. Oh, my God.
Yeah, shout out to Crysis.
It was really poor.
I mean, Destiny started doing that because they were getting too big.
Yeah.
That's why they started cutting shit out.
But Destiny is
optimized, man.
Far superior.
No, I'm talking about the loading part. Eventually got to the part where you would load into the moon, take that first left, halfway up the ramp, load.
That's probably the only
thing. Like, what the hell?
But at least you still see your character and you know you're about to go. This Anthem, black screen, art.
Okay. Tips.
Yeah. Tips. Yeah, 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 yeah. No.
That's
10 minutes.
So that kind of stream. Okay.
Yeah. That bullshit.
Yeah, that's worse. Bad.
In the middle of a mission.
Yeah, literally.
The next one, I don't think it originally came out on PlayStation 3 PlayStation 4.
Yeah.
I think it came out on PlayStation 3, but it is a PlayStation 4 game.
Yeah.
You all know it.
Kingdom Hearts 3.
No. It was disappointing. Disappointing. But it wasn't the worst of the generation.
Yeah, right.
Resident Evil 6.
What?
Resident Evil 6, bro.
What?
Yeah, that was a PS4.
It was PS4?
Yeah.
I thought it was PS3.
Yeah.
Okay.
No. Yeah, it could have been.
Man, y'all keep killing 6, man. Y'all Resident just got to give it a 6. Chance, man.
Early PS4 6 game.
Yeah, I think 6 is like $3 on the store, man. We're going to play it.
I'm down.
It's not. The thing about it is, I could have said Operation Raccoon City. I could have said Umbrella Corp because they're all terrible.
Oh, those is trash.
They're terrible.
Metal Gear Survive.
But the only thing about it is, this is a main numbered titled Resident Evil game.
Right.
That's why it gets the spot.
Not one of those one-offs.
Yeah. Not one of the one-offs. Those you can kind of like get it. Like,
especially
okay,
how
I
successful
get it,
5 was.
Right. Jumping off of 5, you go into 6, and it's by far, out of all the numbered titles, the most disgraceful in the whole series.
Because they saw what Call of Duty and all those guys were doing, and they wanted to be in part of that,
I feel the same about Mass Effect Andromeda. It's not a bad game. It's just not a good Mass Effect game.
Right.
Trilogy.
But with Resident Evil 6, I don't think it's a bad game. It's just not a good Resident Evil game. Yeah. It's not Resident Evil.
Right,
Resident
Evil
is survival horror. Not superheroes with superhuman strength. Not Alice.
Yeah.
Not Alice jumping in. You know, she's now a Monster Hunter world, so who knows what she's going to do there.
There you go. Jumping off of monsters' heads, head to head.
Can't wait for that movie.
Same.
Hey.
Double blades.
Why?
That's what I said.
Why are you?
Listen.
You ain't even going to theaters.
Yo, Nolik wants to play Monster Hunter, bro.
You're not even going
to play with him.
To get on that.
Yeah, play with him. All right. So, number three was a toughie, bro. It was a toughie. But if I do have to give it to a game, damn, bro. I feel like it doesn't deserve it, but I still feel like I want to give it.
It's personal, man.
Yeah, maybe.
What you lost sleep on.
Uh-oh.
What did you cry going to sleep?
I think my third.
Darksiders
because
3.
Because of that was a contender. That was a contender, but I didn't play enough of it because it was just trash.
Darksiders. Oh, that's 2.
But 3.
So, 3.
Okay. To me, because of my initial hype for it, the buildup for it, and what it became and what it was, has to be. I've mentioned this on another top 3 or bottom 3, whatever you want to call
bottom
it.
Bottom 3.
Jump Force.
Oh,
I
shit.
I knew it was going to be a fighting one.
That
yeah, one was, button do it all.
One
button do it all.
When they first announced that, you know, that was amazing.
Yeah.
Same. I was like
the concept. Of
It was
awesome concept. Sadly, it just turned into a cookie cutter Dragon Ball Xenoverse hub area. You jump into story, and it's basically just fighting all the roster except the dark version. The evil version and clones and whatever.
We've seen that story before.
We've seen it so many times.
Yeah, shout out to Injustice.
The graphics were, the art style they went for it was, I don't know why they couldn't just make it an anime art style.
DBC.
They did some weird realistic clay style art. I don't get it. Yeah. You could have just did anime drawing style like the fucking shows or, you know, something like that. Arc Systems.
DBZ Fighters is like top
like
tier.
That kind of style. The fight, I think the where the game shines is the effects while fighting, the sparks, the lighting, the move execution when you fight, it looks awesome. But between the roster diversity being terrible, the graphics not being the best, and it performing horrendously with motion blur out the ass and the frame, I think that shit caps at like 18 frames, bro. I'm not going to lie to you. Wow.
On it's a just, fighting game, that's
it's,
awful.
It's just not. It's just.
That's no excuse.
I had when, of course, when I first got it, I tried my best to get into it. I had my fights with my friends that got it, but at the end of the day, it just for me it was not what I expected it to be, not what I wanted it to be.
Right.
And
they're still supporting that game, aren't they?
Yeah, they're still supporting it. And to put the cherry on top, you hear me say it sometimes in the news when they add new characters. They're not giving me the characters I want or the characters that deserve to be in there.
Fix your game first.
Right, like fix the game. We already have 12 Bleach characters. Let's not add two more and charge for them. Let's add two more My Hero characters because there's only two in there. You know what I'm saying? Like,
Don't they have like 17 Gokus or some shit like that?
Right, so yeah, it's just that, yeah. It's hard to just call it one of the worst of the generation. But it's definitely one that definitely left a mark on me, kind of spit me in the face as an anime fan. So that's why it's on there.
All right. I'm shocked that there's one on my list that none of y'all said, but I'm pretty sure you're going to agree. But I'm not going to say that one yet.
Okay.
Honorable I already know mention. What that one is.
First one is a twofer because it's from the same fucking people. Mm. Activision.
Let me guess.
Call of Duty.
I was scared. I was nervous.
Advance and Infinite Warfare. So shitty, they both need to be named.
I like the Advance Warfare.
They both sucked. Horrible. They didn't give that. They didn't give the developer a chance.
I kind of enjoyed the wall, running on the walls and all that.
No. I like the Advance Warfare.
Black Ops 3 perfected it as best as they could.
Maybe it was that one.
Yeah, Black Ops 3 perfected it.
Which one had the map in like a barn?
That was Black Ops.
That was Black Ops 3.
Okay, so then, yeah, that's the one I love.
Advanced Warfare. Infinite Warfare was the one in space. So you're using like plasma cannon, shotgun.
I'm good. Yeah, I'm good.
That
was actually my favorite campaign.
I didn't even play the campaign.
The campaign was cool.
The campaign story, because it was some writers from Uncharted.
I have a total of 12 hours played between both those games. If you look at all my other Call of Duty games, even the one now.
Hundreds.
You done cracked 3,000 hours.
Hundreds. Days. Months worth
Activision
of time.
Supposed to be sending him a check for OT.
You know, it's like, I don't know. I just couldn't get into it. The gun, just everything felt wrong. I'm used to the old school one. You could say whatever. I know I'm going to get killed in the comments. People loved Advance. Most people hated Infinite. It's just.
She don't cook like my last one did. Damn it. This pork don't taste the same in this motherfucking house.
The kill streaks were boring. It's just the whole.
You didn't like the satellite beam?
Getting
or whatever
the gun.
Was?
No, that was stupid. That was stupid. The guns, the way they had the guns, it's like, oh, I was able to unlock this gun and you haven't.
I'll give you Advanced. That was awful.
Yeah. Well, like you only play the campaign, so I mean, you don't know how it is multiplayer.
I like
No, Advanced.
Remember, this is my list.
This is his list, man.
And in my eyes, they both suck.
He's a Call of Duty
equally.
Purist.
Equally.
Call of Duty purist.
Yeah, I'm so glad they went back to boots on the ground
when
they went to World War II. It's just the game was too slow for me.
Mm.
But I was still happy with it. So.
Got it.
Okay. All right, cool.
Numero dos.
For our bilingual.
Are y'all ready?
Listeners.
Yes.
Fucking Predator.
I was thinking about putting it too. I was thinking about
the whole name because there's several Predator games.
Yeah, there is.
Predator, I don't even remember.
Predator
Hunting Grounds. Hunting Grounds. Had potential.
Illphonics?
Yep. Had potential.
Big potential.
We liked the beta so much that I turned Biggs from saying a guaranteed no to a yes once he played it on a PC.
Yeah.
But only because we thought when they said cross-gen.
Yeah.
we were going to be able to play together.
Nope. We played one time.
That was a big and that was on an accident.
Yeah, that was a roll of the dice.
We all hit start at the same time and just happened to get put in the same, lobby.
Server. Yeah.
The same server. That was the only time we got to play together.
Yep.
So it's weird though, but we got to play together in the beta.
No, because he played on the PlayStation.
Cross. That's right. Because we all did it on the PlayStation.
Yeah. That's why he didn't want it, because it looked crazy.
I knew it from the beginning.
But
that game just wasn't. And I said, if Illphonic has the resources, the time, it just didn't look. And I knew it. That they care about that universe just like they cared about Friday the 13th.
They did way better Friday job 13, with Friday the 13th, yeah.
But for some reason.
But they had time with Friday the 13th because they made that. They took what? Years to make that game. That was a GoFundMe and shit.
I give them credit for trying, but you know, participation trophies don't mean anything.
That was definitely.
They should have made a GoFundMe for this for freaking Predator then.
Yeah, I don't know.
We would have.
I liked it.
We could have got crossplay.
It was very.
The idea was awesome.
Nostalgic for me. Very nostalgic for me with the sounds, and I had enjoyed playing Predator, but we all bought that game expecting to play
with each other
together, and it was just such a letdown. And then matchmaking, and it just
they finessed us.
And then they tweet out about DLCs coming and all that. When it's like, fix your game.
They got you can play as Arnold. It's like, why don't you just let us play together first?
How about
I wasted $40 on this shit.
How about you pay Epic to get the next tier?
So my final game, I'm not gonna lie. I struggled because there's a couple of games. There's a couple of games that I personally did not like.
Yeah,
because I just don't like.
Don't you dare say it! Don't you? Dare.
Witcher 3.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that was just a personal thing, but okay. I didn't put enough time into it. I just was like, nope, just don't like the style and stop playing it.
Yeah,
I don't think I put enough time in it to actually say it's a bad game.
Yeah,
especially knowing that a lot of people do like it. But I'll tell you, that is definitely on the bottom of my shit pile.
Mm-hmm.
But this game has to be Assassin's Creed Unity.
Oh yeah,
do not like that one. Well, that was the first Assassin's Creed for PS4.
Right after Black Flag. You know, Black Flag was the why bar.
Why didn't you like that
one? They were making Rogue, but then instead of... They were making Rogue when PS4 got announced.
Yeah.
And instead of going and just making it for the PS4 as well...
Mm-hmm. They made a whole...
It was easier for them just to slop something together, and that's exactly what it was.
Yeah.
The reason why I didn't like Unity was, first, the multiplayer was trash.
Okay.
And that's what they try to sell.
It never worked. It was such a great thing to be like, oh, wait a minute. You could be your assassin.
Yeah, that's what they were selling.
Because they started doing eventually to where you can recruit people, like assassins and stuff like that.
Yep.
And then you can send them on missions, and you can send two or three or four of them on hard missions. Well, in this game, they try to let you be the ones. So us four could have went as our assassins.
Right.
And then done those big missions and then whatever, kind of like raids or whatever you want to call it. But it just never worked. The multiplayer just never worked. You were never able to get together in a group. I didn't like the movement of it. I don't know. The whole thing about it just was wrong. Like
Not polished.
The game felt completely rushed. The characters felt I don't know. I just wasn't into it. I've played every single Assassin's Creed up to there. And... I threw myself into that. Oh shit, my controller. I'm sorry, baby. I'm sorry.
Yeah, he's getting passionate now.
I was able to throw myself in that, not only story, but like that time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, immerse myself into there. And I was playing Ezio Auditore, and I was doing this and that. I don't know, that game, it just felt wrong. The story was all over the place. I don't know.
No, that's valid.
And then they remastered Rogue, which was the PS3 only version.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking great.
Yeah.
Amazing game.
I'm going to play that. I haven't played it yet.
Rogue?
It's
really good.
I played all these except Rogue. It's the only one I haven't played.
Rogue is really good.
The thing about Unity was it was ahead of its time. It wasn't the current consoles that at that point could not handle the ambitions of that game.
Right.
Because if you play that game on PC, what they've been able to do and their vision is realized. And they said it, like, as soon as that game came out, if you look at the way it looked beautiful. Even to this day, that game looks great. It was just too much for that for that system at the time, the PS4, there was no Pro.
Right.
Yeah.
At that point, it was just a regular. It was too much. But
even like doing some of the missions, like the kills, you know, like when you're on a stealth mission on any Assassin's Creed, when you get next to your target, it'll kind of light up. It'll give you the thing.
Yeah.
It was just offbeat. Like, it wasn't lining up. Like, I mean, there was one part where I had to walk on this crane. Oh, not a crane. A cable or whatever.
Yeah.
They had this town meeting or something was going on, and there was these people on the stage and a bunch of the people in the town. I'm supposed to crawl over and then kill the main guy that was over there. The freaking kill icon never popped up.
Yeah. Like, well, and the whole event up. And the whole event started and ended, and he's still up on the rope.
Back and forth, back and forth. Yeah, you run out of time because it's a time thing. Yeah. And I'm like, what the hell? I'm jumping
over
here. The
event's over with.
I'm like, you know what? Let me just go down and kill everybody. No, the game is like designed.
He tried to
like,
kill the whole lobby.
You didn't have time to kill everybody because it just kept coming. So
that's because you were playing on the no HUD difficulty. So it showed you no icons, no no timed event, nothing.
No, they took it away.
That game was HUD. It's realism. Was super buggy.
Yeah, yeah.
Like I said, it wasn't the current consoles couldn't handle it.
That's why I would like to see like these games that are cross-gen now for the PS4 and the PS5, like Valhalla, Watch Dogs Legion, Cyberpunk.
Oh, go ahead. I'll let you finish.
I would love to see how they're going to be performing on PS4s compared to PS5's versions. Yeah.
I have, I know.
That's because of what he said.
This is a little housekeeping, now that you mentioned Valhalla. So apparently, I believe because they're talking about it. Mm. I said on the live, I said that Valhalla won't run at 4K 60. Mm-hmm. But for apparently on Series X, it runs at 4K 60. Mm. I don't know if the performance is locked. I don't know if it's over the place. We don't know, but that's what they're saying. And on PS5... it's checkerboard or variable resolution 60. Mm-hmm. So, because I said that.
Yeah, it's not native 4K.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you said it.
So,
yeah.
So when it comes to the last gen game, that's what we're going to new gen.
Yeah.
Look it up. There are, because what I've always wanted to know is that.
Yeah,
what
same.
Game? How are my these? Because these are the games we own already.
Right.
Yeah, I don't have $300 to spend on games right now.
Right.
You know, because I want all of them. Correct. So
I did the math too. It is $300 exactly, worth of games.
Exactly.
Next
so,
gen.
So look it up. It's on YouTube. There's actually a couple of channels. I don't remember, but they actually do the games that I want. They did Last of Us 2, Ghost of Tsushima, Days Gone. Apparently, Days Gone is
that one
4K 60 guys. Like
or, I can't or, wait to or play like, that.
You know, close to 4K. Whatever.
That's 60. One of the free ones, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And now we can play that game. I love it. I played it. But anyways, just wanted to add that in there since you brought back current gen.
Right.
So why don't you just go ahead and dip into your best, right? We're on that?
Yeah. No, I didn't know if he was finished. Finish his list, right?
Yeah, that was it.
All right.
You could dip into your best.
Good list. Good list, guys. Good list.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It brought back. Those were some good memories because I forgot some of those games.
It even reminded me of older episodes because we've all sprinkled a little bit of those in earlier episodes.
Yeah,
we've said one thing or another.
Yeah.
Consistency, baby. Consistency.
Well, that's how I knew two of his.
Yeah, but I like the new PlayStation app because I was able to look. It says played, and you can just.
Yeah, that's exactly how it is.
Remember that.
If you hit purchase, this shows you everything.
Everything, right. But I'm glad that they have. It's separated of the games I actually hit on.
What an upgrade from the old app. The old app was a disaster. Anyways.
Oh, damn. Yeah, we're in there. Let's go.
All right. So top three best PS4 games of all time. I want to start with honorable mention to God of War.
Okay.
We only do three.
Okay.
And God of War is like 3A, 3B, not any order.
Yeah.
So The Witcher 3.
Okay.
Has to be up there. The Witcher 3, to me, what they did with the story, that introduced me, because I played Part 2 on Xbox 360, and that was a PC game that was ported over to 360, because that was the only console that could ever handle that game. How they did that, I don't know, but like I said before, at one time, the 360 was on par with PC when it launched. What can I say? Great game, great story, loved it. Purchased
you
it multiple
completed,
times.
You completed that
I
game?
I beat that game. I completed it.
They actually made Cyberpunk shorter because they said a lot of people did not complete Witcher
3. Yeah, no, I beat that game. I had to. I love that story. I love those characters.
Yeah.
That was one. Two has to be, not any order again.
Yeah.
Last of Us 2, I think capped off my...
the gen.
The gen for me. I think that game is a masterpiece. It's everything I've wanted in a survival... type horror game, story, gameplay, performance, graphics, like
the full package,
the full package, the Lex package, the production quality of that game compared to what I'm seeing even now. It came out this year, but still, what can I say? And last but not least, Persona 5.
Ooh,
of course.
I think Persona 5 pretty much. I started with 3.
Persona 5. I mean Persona 3.
I started with 3.
It's not on my list.
What?
I started with 3, and then I went to 4 Golden, changed my life.
4 Golden is...
That changed my
life. It's a lot for that. It's a lot of people's top.
Yeah. Like, 4, and I thought they're doing a 5, and I'm thinking, how could they top 4? Because 4 is so good. Mm-hmm. 4 taught me so much. 4 will teach... You guys haven't played 4?
No, just 5.
Because 4 is not anywhere except Vita.
Yeah.
PS2.
Shout out to Vita.
Which, which, you know, Atlas got some time off, man. Start getting them remastered ports on PS5.
They know they will. There's a demand. Four taught me. Four will teach you some stuff. That was the first JRPG that was like taught me about friendships,
relationships, like sexuality.
Yeah, it addressed a lot of stuff that I was like, okay.
That's the one thing with those JRPGs, man. They touch those topics, man.
Yeah. 5, I thought, how could, you know, when 5 came out, how could they do better? And they just took it to the next level. Art design, music. Character's story.
Oh my god, music! Yeah,
music is incredible. I listened to that soundtrack this very day. Bought that game multiple times.
Yep, damn right.
You know all the stuff. I've spent so much money on that game. Bought the special edition. I got the bag back there somewhere.
Yep.
Persona 5, man.
Well, clearly you're a special edition kind of guy.
Yeah. Definitely.
A lot of us are.
Yeah.
You know.
The pinnacle of JRPGs. The pinnacle. Yeah.
Was that a shot?
I don't know. I didn't hear.
Whoa.
I didn't hear.
We're all special edition guys.
Oh, no. I mean, I'm fixated on what he was saying. I got the regular boy, man. Yeah. This is like my third PS4, bro.
Yeah.
I've had two. Keep that.
Yeah, two.
The pinnacle of JRPGs. I said it when it launched. I'm like, this is it. If you're going to introduce somebody to a JRPG, I hand them Persona 5.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. Straight up.
There we go.
Trav, you're done?
Yeah, I'm done.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, that was 3.
Man, let me get my...
Oh, you're not ready?
We got to move.
I got it. All right, this one, it's not in any particular order, but I'll start with my first one, and will be Doom Eternal.
Ooh, is this in order or no?
No, not in order. Okay. But Doom Eternal, man, my first game I played as a kid on PC, on DOS, was Doom. So anytime a Doom game came out, like I remember when what was it, Doom 3, when it was like supposed to be like that survival horror one that was slow as shit.
Yes, the jump scare that they made the movie with the Rock.
Yeah. Whenever they made a Doom game, I co-signed it. You know, and they came out with that Doom that came in like the middle part of the generation, and it was good. It had the snap map where you can custom make maps and shit, and that was pretty dope, you know, pushing the envelope. But then, you know, the main part that Doom always was missing was the good narrative story. And Doom Eternal, man, I'm telling you, you went through all the Wolfensteins and all that shit.
I love Doom Eternal,
you need to go ahead and pick it up because it's just...
I do want
to
play
it's
it.
It's lit, man. It's fast-paced. Right? Yeah, you can play it on the 5. Yeah, on 5. And it has the DLC that I am planning on playing on the 5.
Yep.
Oh, man, I just love the game, man. The way that they were able to turn
I got the
boss,
last Doom, and it was just
kind
of boring.
Yeah, because it didn't have any really... I mean, they had narratives, but they were all in the logs.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you had to read.
Lore.
Yeah. But that's how all the... It was like classic Doom, you know, just shoot, maul everything, move to the next
revamped.
Room. This one has that plus
story.
A good story.
There's a
yeah, there's story, cinematic,
the
trailers.
The other one was a reboot. The other one was a reboot.
Right. This one, what was crazy is how they made bosses in the game after you completed the boss. They were just a regular AI that would just spawn in the game. Yeah. I'm like, what? You know, when you're doing a boss battle, you're like, oh, okay, wait, I'm done with this dude.
Get rid of him, yeah.
Then you go to the next level and he's just popping up in corridors and shit. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
You know, so that's one on my list, Doom Eternal, man. My next one is this one. I canceled my plans for the night and played this from the start to beginning, just powered through it all nighter. I was supposed to go to the club, and I just put this in just to see what it was like. Uncharted 4.
Oh, shit.
That was my first Uncharted game to play ever.
Phenomenal game.
And
same with me.
And that game, I played it multiple times, beat it multiple times. Every time I hear people that haven't played it, I lose my mind. I'm like, how do you own a PS4 and haven't played Uncharted 4? And I'm a big Indiana Jones fan. I like the Tomb Raider series. Yeah. So this was just like a perfect mash of all that. Yeah. And just the world. That was the first game that I actually did screenshots and saved them to my phone. Because I'm like, the environments, like you see the ocean and the pirate. Man, this shit is just dope, man. I'm like, how is this on a PS4? You know,
in the end, when you go to his bungalow on the beach,
it's just dope.
Oh, yeah. So good. Hell yeah.
Playing Crash Bandicoot.
Yes. Yeah, playing Crash Bandicoot on the
PS3.
That
shit blew my fucking mind.
On the PS3.
It blew my mind.
It was on the PS3.
Like, I'm playing a cutscene, first of all. Yeah. And the cutscene is another game.
Yeah.
All right. Naughty Dog, baby. Naughty Dog.
I hope that we get more in the franchise, you know, hope we spin offs or whatever, but I love that series. Yeah, hopefully it's not done, man. And then this one actually set the tone for my gaming and what I love about gaming. Like, let me name it. This is probably not my number one, and it'll be Destiny, the series, 1 and 2.
Yeah.
Because definitely, when I used to play on, like, 360, you know, PS2, PlayStation 1, all those games were, like, couch co-op. You know, it was whoever was in your house at the time. You know, even when you got to, like, 360 PS3 and you played COD, you know, it wasn't really no communication, really. It was just, like, talking shit and just going through. Once I was a big fan of Halo, and then when they announced Destiny at E3, I was like, holy shit,
Bungie,
this is going to be lit.
Yeah.
Got it off top, pre-ordered it. I think it got delayed a couple times, and it finally came out, got it on the 4. And I didn't know how to play. I was playing the game, did the story missions, got it done, and then I got a new job, and they were like, you play Destiny? I was like, yeah. And all my gear was, like, gray and blue, mm-hmm. And then I played with them, and they all had exotics and shit. I'm like, how do you guys get exotics? What do I have to do?
They showed you the ropes.
And they showed me the ropes, and they're like, you got to do the weekly Nightfalls. You got to do the strikes.
The challenges,
and then
the
you got to get you ready for the raid. I'm like, the raid? Yeah. What the fuck is a raid? And then, you know, the funny thing is I had jumped, you know, the raid was that skull and cross on the map, and I had clicked on it once before and got wiped in the first, I forgot two which seconds. Raid it was, first 2 seconds. Yeah. I'm like,
Volt of Glass.
Yeah, I was like, bro, there's no reason for me to.
Shout out to
the
best
raid ever created. I don't know what mission this is,
like,
but I'm not
so
playing.
So far from your.
Right, yeah. But then they showed me the ropes, man. Shout out to, you know, all those guys, man. They showed me the way, and ever since that, I've been big Destiny fans. Yeah, yes, there's a, you know, they only could do so much, you know. So, but just the gameplay, just so smooth. The environments are just so smooth. You know, it just
visually, the game
visually
is
good.
It's visually stunning.
I enjoy the game, you know, compared to other games, like even like Division. You know, Division's a cool game, but like I never really cared about the story. Destiny 2, I actually care about the story. Like, even though the stories last, 4 or 5 hours? When they drop the little campaigns, I still, like, invested in it. So, you know, Destiny's got to be my top. Because moving on to the 5, I just can't wait to see what Destiny 3 or what – oh, well, not Destiny 3, what they do for Destiny 2 and the advantages they can do with the PS5. So, you know, Destiny will always be in my top. You know, shout out to them, man. Bungie, man.
Top of top.
Top of top.
All right.
Senor Biggs.
Yes, sir. I don't want to – I guess it's in order. Well, I'm just going to say the best of the best first, and then the other two kind of just, you know, whatever. So I'll start with the best. The best game to ever
grace
my PlayStation 4.
Your PlayStation.
Disc or download. The greatest experience.
Oh, now he's just dragging it out.
My greatest gaming experience.
You said it 3 times
ever.
Already.
In my 23 years of living.
23.
It's been around the sun 23 times.
So you were playing
times.
PlayStation when you were inside your mama?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And I wish while I was inside my mom that I was playing this game, because it would have made the transition a lot smoother. All right?
Transition.
The greatest the game hours. Of this generation to me is Persona 5 Royal.
I said that.
No, he said Persona 5. I
said
there's
Persona a difference.
5 Royal.
What's the same fucking
Persona 5 Royal.
Come on now.
Persona 5
Speak on
Royal.
It.
Don't ever say it's the same thing.
No, I know it's not the same thing, but
it's the same thing.
I'm saying Persona 5.
Persona 5 Royal is the greatest JRPG in the on the planet to ever be made.
Whoa.
Ever.
Definitely.
There's not a game that rivals this. Not in all aspects. If you go down the checklist, there are some games that have better this or better that.
Yeah.
There's no game
that hits that, all that, the marks.
No.
And you JRPGs. Can search
far and wide. Yeah.
For JRPGs.
You can search far and wide. That's why. No, I made sure to say that in JRPGs. I mean, to me, it's the greatest game ever made.
Right.
But I'm just saying, yeah. JRPGs, there's no other JRPG that checks off the list. Not to me. So that's number one, obviously. Game of the generation. Number two, Division 2. I got to. Okay. I have to only because of what it meant to me, what it meant to the pod, what it meant to meeting you guys. All that stemmed off of just a game that we all played in common.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was one of the best, like, multiplayer experiences, one of the most I got invested in.
Because that's what we were playing, PS and BS, in the beginning episodes. That's what we were playing was Division.
Yeah. Division GTA, and GTA 5.
Yeah, GTA and Division. But yeah, the grind factor in it was awesome. Like Trav said, I wasn't too invested in the story, but that's not really why I came to Division 2. Right. I came to Division 2 for the looting, the shooting, the cover to cover. I never was a cover to cover guy, but let me tell you, I was behind every fucking road barrier in the street.
It's a great game, man. Fantastic. Yeah.
It was awesome. One of the smoothest launches ever. I thought we'd get the game and not be able to play it till like 2 weeks after they patched that. Smoothest launch ever.
Yeah, it was.
Very smooth.
For a multiplayer.
We were already running missions
it's
together.
Sad.
Same night. I said, okay.
Yeah, we was it checking runs? Everybody's loadouts. Yeah.
10 out of 10.
Loved it. But
what about
it.
Everything else?
It was awesome, and it meant so much to the PS4 generation to me. So that's Division. The last one might catch you guys by surprise just a little bit.
Predator,
but
Resident Evil 6,
right? It's both.
Love hate relationship.
This game is on this list. You guys are gonna be surprised because I feel like it's misunderstood, and I misunderstood it when I first played it.
I know what it is. Bread.
And it is
I Am Bread.
No.
Kingdom Hearts 3.
Whoa. See? Yeah, he wasted like a week of vacation on this game. So
yeah, pocket.
Kingdom Hearts 3 is my third. I could say it's my third.
What is PlayStation 4 jumping up and down? Look, he's about to flip the four about talking about this.
Kingdom Hearts 3 is probably my third best of the generation only because the hype for it for me was building since 2012. I finally got it in 2019.
Damn.
And I was putting so much on this game. Kingdom Hearts 2 was by far the peak of the franchise. And I was just putting so much on 3. I wanted every question to be answered. I wanted all of my wildest dreams of Kingdom Hearts to come true. I wanted there to be every mechanic in the game. Kind of like how Mass Effect fans felt about Andromeda, and it just ended up being not that. It wasn't a closer. Everybody was under the false assumption that it was a closer to a saga or closer to the series, and it wasn't that. So when I played the game and I realized it wasn't that and I didn't get questions answered, I automatically wrote it off as it was a disappointment, which it was to a Kingdom Hearts fan.
Yeah.
But when I go back, because I played the game again, when I go back and I just look at the mechanics of the game, the graphic quality of the game compared to the other ones, and the build up to the new saga in the series and how the questions stem back even further beyond what we already know.
Yeah, and, it's more people sleeping.
They're reintroducing these things. I just felt like I just can never. Even though the game was disappointing to me, I can never cap on the feeling that I had when I first booted it up and saw the main menu screen. You know what I'm saying? Like when I just can't say that game was bad because of that feeling I got. When I was first in line at GameStop, when me and Greg was right behind me. First two at GameStop, got it, ran home, booted it up. And I was freaking crying at the main menu. Booted it up. I had days off of work. And it was, I cannot cap that feeling and just be like the game was bad. Even though it was disappointing as a hardcore Kingdom Hearts fan, I can't escape the feeling that's.
Yeah, you didn't eat, you didn't sleep.
That was a special moment for
me.
Yeah, that was a very special moment for me. So here's to hopefully Melody of Memories being better. No, I'm kidding. Here's to hopefully Kingdom Hearts 4. Yeah, the future of Kingdom Hearts picking up the pace a little bit that 3 couldn't handle. Yeah. But yeah, it's still on my list.
That's awesome, man.
They still got 3.15, 3.2, 3.6, 3.5 to come out first. So you're going to have 4 for about 16 years.
I don't like that Steels knows this. And he only knows it because of the podcast. You would never know that. You know what I'm saying?
Actually, 3.13.
I used to play those games.
I had the Kingdom Hearts collection that had like the first 9 of them on there.
Really?
What?
Yeah.
For what?
For what? Yeah, for what?
PS4.
But why?
Because
aren't they turn based?
And I wanted to play it. No.
No, they're not turn based.
Oh, okay. I thought they were turn based. Okay. No. I thought the first ones were.
I started playing the first one, and it's the first game to ever make me nauseous while I was playing it. So I stopped playing it after what the made first you one.
The key getting flung around and Mickey pin, going.
Colors.
Basically, the key flinging around. That was.
You got seasick. It started at the beach.
The movement with the colors.
It started at the beach, so he probably got seasick.
Yeah, I don't know what it was.
He's like, I love Disney, but this shit is crazy.
It took me 3 times to realize that that's actually what was doing it. Wow. Legit. I traded a game in. That's like, wild. I ain't fucking playing a game that's going to make me throw up. It's dangerous. Fuck that.
Trading a game, wow.
Remember that?
All right, my turn, my list. Your my turn. 3 games. Yes. Y'all already know them. I've said it numerous times.
Yeah, I know 2 of them for sure.
You should know all 3. I'll do them in order. 3rd best game. Okay. Already been said. Uncharted 4.
Oh, Among Thieves. Okay. I do know.
You can't. You know. Can't freaking. The game is great. You're playing a movie. You're playing a TV show. You're that playing.
So good.
There's nothing bad with that game. The only thing bad about that game is they got duped by fucking Overwatch. That's the only thing.
That's the crazy shit.
Overwatch ain't shit. They're the fucking game of the year.
Right.
I don't care what anyone says. That game was phenomenal. Nothing beating that game.
Right, man.
Nothing.
There was some politics behind that. They really wanted Overwatch to be Fortnite or something.
Number 2.
Goddamn.
God of War.
Mm-hmm. Hey, yes.
Mm-hmm. And you can put them all together. I don't give a shit, but mainly the last one, of course. Mm-hmm. I love Norse mythology. It's my favorite Norse mythology. Mm-hmm. You know, Odin, Freya, Loki, all that. That's my
They said you even took a college course. Just to, you know.
You
took one course.
You majored in Norse.
Shout out to Smite, man. Smite will teach
you
a lot,
what does that do as an IT tech?
Nothing. Shout out to Smite, man. They teach you a lot about all
great Odin's beard.
All the different mythologies, man.
Yeah.
It's pretty nuts reading some of the lore on who's whose kid, who's whose son, who's adopted who, and who's really this, who's really that. You know, like... It's just crazy. Great game. Awesome game. I enjoyed every millisecond of that game.
Millisecond. Look at me down just, to the quantum.
Yeah,
scrolling the pause menu.
Was just so much fun. Even down to just like throwing an act, trying to catch those eagles.
Yeah.
Trying to freaking catch those eagles that were flying around. That was freaking
crazy. I love
crazy.
Throwing the axe and just like lining them up. Calling that bitch back boom, and like hitting two of them.
Yeah.
That shit was amazing. Yeah.
Yep.
Before I say my number one, I'm going to put an honorable mention out there since you did.
All right.
My honorable mention is Last of Us 2.
Whoa. I thought it was going to be on the list.
That could definitely be on the list. But for me, these other games, I had more feeling, more passion, more investment into it. As much as I love the Last of Us series, Uncharted is what brought me there first. You can easily swap those games out.
I mean,
it's so close. It's so close. Number one, of course, I've shockingly said it.
2K.
Over there. shockingly said it.
Then.
Get ready.
Then.
Steel's number one game of the generation.
What he said?
He said, what was it?
Oh, what was
Final Fantasy 7 remake.
Yes, there you go. You want to play games, motherfucker?
Yo, it's broke the podcast.
Yeah. Yo, did it shut off?
No.
Are we still recording? We're still recording?
Bad door textures and all, baby. That's
shit. Dude, that game gave me, and again, I've said it every time I say it. Only reason why I can say it's my number one because I never played the original. So everything that happened in that game,
new.
I witnessed it for the first time.
Right.
I got to witness it while Biggs was in there. So he knew what spots I was in just by the way I was sounding.
when I was saying certain things, he's just like, yep, I know where you're at. Mm-hmm. Yep, I know what you're about to do.
Yeah.
Yep, I know what's about to happen.
So, yep, get ready.
Yeah.
Get ready.
Well, when I say that game hit every emotion with me, mm-hmm. literally, it hit every fucking emotion.
That's what the entertainer's supposed to do, man.
Every single one. I was so invested. The shock feature, comedy, scare factor.
Wedge running
like
around.
Shock factor, not scare. I mean, it's not like a horror thing, but
Wedge running around with his ass out.
The urgency.
Ass out getting bit by the dog.
That train yard level was pretty spooky.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. You're right. That was pretty spooky, you know. But I mean, it just, I don't know. I never really felt invested in a game that much. I thought right. Call of Duty, fucking shit. I thought God of
That's
War.
Money investment. That's money investment. That's money investment.
I thought God of War and Uncharted were ones right. that I was invested in. Now, I was deeply invested in those stories. But this one is just, I don't know. When certain people died, I felt some type of way. Mm-hmm. When didn't I put the controller down?
When the shit happened to Barrett, no?
No, I thought it was spoiler. Was it Jesse?
I don't know none of these folks anyway. So.
I know the Jesse part. Yeah, I got me.
The Jesse part got Biggs? Me. Biggs. Maybe it was Biggs. I don't know.
I mean, they were close together.
There was something happened, and someone, a couple of big name people died. It was Jesse.
The
and Biggs
one was a little. The Jesse one was a
spoiler
bit
alert. Spoiler alert.
Personal because old of who it is, and
yeah, I legitimately put the controller down and walked away. I was literally midstream.
Yeah, that's
you went in. You went off. And hugged Kat.
I left the stream.
I need a hug, baby,
because I was like, wow, this is. It got me like that. Like, I just couldn't believe it.
Imagine knowing it was coming and it still hits you.
That's crazy.
Like, you see it coming, but it still hits
and
hard.
That tells you to me. How good the game is.
Yeah.
So you can't wait for PS6 to get you the second part of the remake. You know you're not getting it on the 5.
Yeah, we're not getting it on the 5.
It's going to be a cross-gen, if you're lucky.
Three more years, I think.
It'll come out on 5.
So that's my list.
All right.
Top 3.
You want to just do closing notes?
What's up?
I think we could, yeah.
Closing notes?
Closing notes.
Okay, we're going to skip the E3 stuff?
Yeah, skip the E3 stuff, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, I got...
Save it for the live.
Yeah, save it for the live.
All right, we'll do that.
The possible Patreon live.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Was that just leaked? Did I just leak that?
Yeah, you might have just leaked that.
Oops.
Whoa.
Yep, call us Ubisoft.
All right.
What happened, Trav?
Oh, no.
Trav has to go to his fourth page.
Any goodbye words, final words?
I want, like, music behind this. Edit some music behind this. Give me some.
Edit music? Okay, I'll do it in post.
Give me something that won't get us sued.
Okay. Yeah.
This is
sad.
Someone's getting sued.
It's going to be like graduation.
Someone's getting sued.
Graduation type music.
Yeah, like
I'm going to let it roll for all of us. Let it roll for all of us.
Yes.
Okay.
Commencement, the end of something.
Okay.
The start of something new.
Okay. Mm.
Commencement.
I'll work on it. All right. Yes.
God damn, you got a short story there?
Hey, man. You must not know.
Everybody.
Give him the stage, man.
Future Biggs, editing right now. Put graduation music right here.
A final word on current gen.
Thank you.
What it meant to me.
Whatever he says is for me too.
Two words. Opportunity and expectations. This gen, there were numerous opportunities that were possible only because of the demand and technology. We had the generation of dreams where we actually got to play Final Fantasy VII Remake.
Yep.
A Red Dead sequel.
Yep.
And a remake of the classic Resident Evil 2.
Yep.
To name a few.
Yep.
Even though there were countless other dreams coming true, these stand out in particular. Why? Because I asked for these games. Expectations. Going to the next generation of gaming, I learned the hard way about expectations. I learned early on in this generation to temper my expectations. Because even though we've been given so much, we almost expect more. We expect to get exactly what we want because we know it's possible. We've seen the most obscure franchises come back from the dead. And we asked ourselves, why not my game? My fellow gamers, just because it can happen doesn't mean it has to. Cheers to an incredible generation of PlayStation being on top and keeping its fans hunger for incredible experiences satisfied. We've waited and achieved greatness But now, play has no limits.
Man, I don't think there's nothing I can say, he can say, or he can say that will top that. That needs to be.
Do y'all want to give a whack at it? Or?
You want to play games, motherfucker?
All I had was one word.
I'll use
it. And he summed it up in that. My word was going to be community. Yeah. That's what PlayStation brought to me.
Yeah.
But holy fuck. That right there.
I'm good.
I want to do. I want to say something. Not about that. Yeah, this is about something else.
Go ahead.
I just want to say this is the end of the console generation.
Yeah.
There's nothing else I can say that hasn't been already said, but I will say this to me. This does not only mean the end of PlayStation 4 and current gen. To me, this is officially the end of the prologue to PS and BS. Because from here, it's only going up.
Oh, yeah.
The build up to the PS5 has been the prologue, the chapter one, whatever you want to call it, of this journey of us.
Yes.
And after the PS5 releases, it's only going to go up, 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 and up. Oh, so I want to declare this not only the end of the PlayStation 4, but I also want to declare it the end of the prologue of PS and BS. Thank you to everyone who has supported this far, who stuck with us. But we're not done here.
Nah.
All right? This is only a new beginning.
Oh yeah!
So Thursday stick with us,
y'all keep supporting us.
On Thursday, we will be unboxing the new,
the big boy,
PlayStation 5. Lex, thank you for that, bro. I didn't know you had that shit prepared. Yeah. Holy shit! Yeah. That was all you. Why didn't you just say I have something prepared?
Right.
We didn't even have to think about. Right.
Said final word on the current gen.
Okay, those were.
Yeah, I had a word.
You ain't going anywhere. But community. You're gonna have a buddy.
You're gonna have a big buddy.
Make some room, buddy. Someone's moving in. Yeah,
Somebody's moving out.
I think I'm good to throw this out the window while I'm driving.
No, I'm
not doing that.
Wow.
Damn, man. But yeah, for all the listeners and people watching on YouTube, hey, go ahead and shoot in the comments. Your memories of the PS4, man.
Your best three, your worst
three. Your best three, worst three. Best the moments.
Yep.
You know, this episode easily could have been 6 hours long if I wanted to bring up every little story about, you know, why I even have a Destiny White PlayStation. Why did I, you know what I'm saying? Certain things.
I almost robbed Lex for his Spider-Man edition. But then I actually met Lex, saw what he looked like, and then I said, I'm good.
No, I'm cool. I'm cool. You know what I'm saying? Like, just everything. Why I have a blue see-through controller. Like, it's just so much memories, good memories that come with the PlayStation. Man, I haven't, you know, it was just a good ride.
Yeah.
Yep.
But it's going to get better.
That being said.
What y'all got, man?
We out.
That's it?
Do you want to go through the...
The releases of PS5 games are coming? Shit, everything.
It seems out of place.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're good, man. This is all PS4,
We know what's coming out.
Y'all know what's coming out. Yeah. Y'all know
November
the news.
12th.
We need to leave on that note.
Yeah, that needs to be a clip on every social media.
I'm going
to
clip that.
That's going viral, baby. Hey, it's been the boys.
Yes, sir.
PS&BS.
Tune in Thursday night.
Yeah.
We're unboxing the PS5.
Live.
Let's go.
Live.
Yeah. So we out of here.
You're.